Log Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show has...
I'm just saying I'd say it with you.
I want to say it with you now. You always say, I don't get to say shit.
Why?
No.
Go ahead, say it.
I don't want to say it.
Go ahead.
No, I have nothing to say now. I'm guessing we got a caller on the line already.
Yep.
I don't want to answer it now, because nobody tells me nothing. Nobody tells me who's calling or nothing.
Well, I think it's the person that put the call last weekend.
Oh, finally. Finally. My God. What are they, some kind of celebrity locally or something? My God.
You want to say who this person is?
Diva. Good grief, an hour, you know, what are we, like 7 days late? Oh, we got another caller as well.
Oh, wow, really?
909.
Okay. Which one do we answer first?
Oh, no, Mr. Jones, who do we answer first?
Part of one of this call first.
Well, you come over here and get your cute, sexy chocolate brown ass over it.
Okay, since we're going to read, like, the other spoilers and stuff, not spoilers, but news and results and stuff later, so...
Who do you want to do first?
This one? Yeah. I don't know what's this person. Caller, you're on the air.
What's going on, y'all? This is Clinton.
What's going on?
Clinton Yuba.
What's that?
I said this is Clinton Yuba.
Oh, long time no here. What's going on?
How's it going? All is good. It was a really good RAW tonight.
Probably like the end and not take it.
Oh yeah. Don't get me wrong. I like the Shield, but you know it was time. However, it would have had more meaning if the titles changed hands at Hell in a Cell, because it's always better for a championship to change hands at a pay per view, because the champions are the money makers in wrestling.
Yeah, well, who knows if they're going to actually, you know, have a match or anything like that. Who knows? This could be just that's it, or they'll just get their rematch of Hell in a Cell, but they got time.
Hold on 1 second. Please tell me you're not closing that window.
No.
Oh.
Is that Hazel Matthew?
Hey, handsome. How you doing?
Hello, Hazel.
Are you good?
I'm good.
We've missed having you on the show.
I've just been busy with school.
I know you've had school and everything, so that's perfectly understandable.
Yeah, don't get all.
You know, we're busy pimping on the east, on the west coast.
Don't you ever say that again. You were too white to say pimping, okay?
Apparently, I'm too white to say pimping, but whatever.
I think he means too British.
No, too white.
Say,
all right, Clinton, we're gonna quickly put you on hold for a bit because we got somebody else calling in who was supposed to have called in last week. So we'll get right back to you, okay?
All right.
Okay. Oh my gosh, we got somebody else. Here we go. All
right. Hi, guys.
Well, hey, how
are
you doing?
Not too bad. In light of what he just said, I like the fact that they changed titles on Raw. You haven't really seen titles changing on Raw that often. And pay-per-views have gotten to be nothing more than glorified Raw. Well, tag titles have stayed stagnant with the Shield for how long now?
They haven't since the spring.
Yeah.
It's
been a while, so
family,
it is nice. The
Rhodes brothers are, the family itself is well established. So it was a good thing for them to drop the belt to the Rhodes, I think. Because, like you said, this will build up for the rematch at Hell in a Cell.
Right, and the thing is that, you know, people were getting and are getting tired of the whole Shield being in control of everything and being part of the McMahon and, you know, Goon Squad, so to speak.
When they started all that SummerSlam and that the next day and stuff, I think just people just, it just started to go from people just starting to war in a way.
Well, you know, it's one of these things. Everybody since the time they came out was, who are they a Shield for? Everybody thought they were a Shield for CM Punk. Then they thought they were going to be the Shield for Randy Orton. Now we really know who they're a Shield for. This Shield for the McMahon. They're redoing the whole corporate McMahon thing. But this time, it's the Helmsley McMahon era. Again, not just the McMahon era.
And see, and the thing is that it is actually nice to have, like, different feuds and stuff going on. But I think that this whole issue with, you know, the way Stephanie is and Triple H are and everything, I know, I think that a lot of people have had enough already. You know, we've seen it before.
Yeah.
We've seen it in different ways and everything. And, you know, I think that just people are just tired of it. They want something new to happen, and they want the changes.
Well, one of the things is there's only so many storylines you can work in the wrestling world. Somebody's going to be pissed at somebody. Somebody's going to cheat somebody, you know. So they have to reinvent the same storyline, but with different people.
Right.
So it's kind of tough to do. I mean, you've worked with promoters. You guys yourselves have been promoters. And there's only so much you can do with wrestling storyline. You have to rehash the same things. Luckily, the average fan that's a bandwagon fan nowadays, not an old-school hardcore fan, only has a memory span of 3 months. And then they're not going to remember what happened.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the issue is that, you know, the likes of you, the likes of me and AJ, and as you say, the hardcore wrestling fans, we can actually pull back and say, you know what, we saw this storyline in such and such, and, you know, we dealt with this before, and it didn't work, you know, and perhaps it worked then, but it's not working now, or perhaps it just didn't work at all. But we remember these things. But as you said, the rest of a lot of people who, you know, come in and out from time to time aren't going to always remember what went on.
It's like the whole idea with CM Punk. He's kind of an anti-heel, kind of like Austin became. You know, he's still a bad guy. He still does bad guy things. Come on, he just threw a low blow to win his last pay-per-view match. But the crowd popped on it. They were behind it because they wanted to cheer for the bad guy this time. Like, they wanted to cheer for Austin or they wanted to cheer for DX. You know, it's, again, you can only rehash so many storylines at the same time, you know, so many times.
And I think that's some of the thing, like, with local wrestling, and part of the reason why I got bored with it is, one, because I got sick and tired of the bullshit that was going on with certain people, how, you know, how every time, you know, if you spoke to this person, then, oh, my God, you were in the wrong and, you know, all this lot. And on top of that, it was like, you know, each show started to blend into each other. They all started to be the same and rehash the same storylines, but perhaps with a different tag team or with a different champion. And that's why, part of the reason why I stopped going was because it was just getting to be the same old, same old.
Well, Hazel, you and I both know that there's drama involved.
Yeah.
And we've seen it firsthand.
Oh, God, yeah.
And also politics.
Yeah.
And, like I was trying to explain to a friend of mine who's a longtime wrestling fan, politics are everywhere in the world, whether it's in your job, whether it's in your hobby, whether it's in your social life, whether it's in your school, whatever. There's politics involved. Always has been, always will be. It depends on how you deal with the politics. And I got caught up in some. And thanks to my day job, I'm able to take time away from it.
Right.
So maybe if I come back, when I come back, maybe, if the politics will have simmered down and we can settle back in. But I'm not sure how that's going to happen yet, if it's going to happen yet. And I put that as a strong if.
See, yeah, and I agree with what AJ said. It's like, you know, and this is the thing where I got really annoyed, is that people assume so friggin' much over what they think or don't think that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, in my case, only know me from being here. But it's like, you know what, I had a life in England. There was a lot of things that I dealt with in England that, you know, I don't tell people about. And because for some of it, it involves, like, my brother. And, you know, it's hard because my brother's no longer here. So I don't talk about it. It gets me very upset. But as you know, we all have pasts and lives before we started dealing with certain people or certain feds or getting in with the wrestling scene locally. And it's the same for wrestlers as well. There's a lot of wrestlers in the business who are considered newbies and who consider just arriving on the scene, yet worked in other areas in the country and were, you know, successful. And it's that bullshit and everything that start to really piss me off.
Yeah, and you have to have a thick skin when you get into the local business scene. You really do have to have a thick skin. Because the things that are slung, if you will, can be quite heavy sometimes. If you don't have a thick skin, it's going to penetrate and it's going to hurt.
Yep.
It's just like, it's like setting yourself for a punch. You got to know how to take it. And if you can't, well, then you don't last.
Right.
But if you can, it can deflect and you can keep working. And it's just, you can choose your battles, I guess, is what I would
say. See, and that was the thing, is like when I walked away, I told AJ a while ago that, you know, it was getting to the point where it wasn't exciting for me anymore. And I needed, because of that. And you know me. You know that I love my wrestling.
Yes, dear, I do.
And for me, it wasn't exciting anymore. So it was time to, like, step away. Well, it's funny because, you know, a lot of people knew, and I posted it publicly, why I was stepping away, that, you know, Maddie's memory, for starters, was growing very rapidly, and I needed to, you know, put either more time into that or step away from it. And as you know, that's something else that's really important. And
well,
I'm stepping away for a while because of other issues. You know, people, as you know, because let's be honest, local wrestling is full of busybodies and gossip. Everybody jumps into their own conclusions. And as you're well aware, it gets so friggin' annoying.
And it gets messy at the same time.
Yep.
And it's one of those things where, like I said, you have to prioritize. For me, my day job is my priority. That's what pays my bills. Like with you, with Maddie's Armory, that is your priority. That is what you're most passionate about right now. And that's good. You know, you have to keep in mind what passion, where you want to put your heart and effort into things at the moment. And if the wrestling world has to take a back seat temporarily, so be it. It will always be there. You can always come back to it. So you focus on what means the most to you. To me, it's my day job. To you, that is memory. If people don't like that, well, then maybe they should look at their priorities.
People have to realize that we put other things ahead of that for that exact reason. You know, the day that local feds start paying you enough where you can say to your day job, well, thanks very much, but we're good now.
Yeah, and there was no way that was happening from my position.
In my opinion, to think that if you're a worker, you need to put that ahead of everything else. And I'm sorry, but that's not how the game's played in my book.
I agree. And I keep losing you guys in and out here. You came back for a minute, and then you're like way in the background. I don't know if it's my end or your end. Well, guys, I'm going to let you go tonight. It was great checking in. I've got to get up for work early in the morning, so I'm going to head out.
We'll be right back.
It's me, bitches. Beamer, listening to ether, bumping through the speakers. Know I got the ethers, rocking don't stop. I keep the rocking don't stop. I bang the new beat, you know I rock the hip hop. Freeze, you know who it is. It's me, bitches. Smoke good, eat good, drink good, fuck good. Coming to the club, stunting like I used to. My shit on fire, I don't need no gasoline. I'm coming to your block, put the moves to the speed up. Bring me along, man. Call me the Sandman. When I drive beast, I'm the one man. Show ya. Freeze!
Dreamer, listening to each of bumping through the speakers. Know I got the heaters. Blackin' don't stop, I keep it rockin', don't stop. I'm bangin' them beats, you know I rock my head.
WFSL right from the get-go. He's always been such a really stand-up guy with us.
Uh-huh.
And one of the few people who we've been able to rely on through thick and thin. And, you know, we've had some good chats with him. He's called in a few times before in the past. And,
yeah, exactly.
You know, he's been around the local scene for, oh my God, many, many years.
Right, exactly.
Not just as a worker, but also as a fan. So it's really nice when he calls in. And hopefully, you know, he'll be calling in and we'll be hearing, you know, when we, I apologize for you, I'm so tired. Hopefully we'll hear from him more.
Yeah, he might call in next week.
That would be awesome if he does.
We'll see. But for now, we might as well just take that other call.
Is he back?
I think so.
I'll let you respond as it's your friend. Here you go.
Right, caller, you on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, people?
Not much, you?
Oh, man, this is a fantastic Rob. You think it was? Probably wasn't the best friend, so I was having a time watching. But that's it tonight. It was pretty something. I mean, I had a market going. And, you know, my show, so he looks to me for everything to see what is and what isn't. So she's like, why is the crowd going crazy? Why is the crowd going crazy? I'm like, I think I might come to the crowd. Who's that? She's like, oh, snap, it's Big Show. Then he interferes, incapacitates Shield, Rose gets the win. Loved it. I'm not sure what everybody else thought about it, but I had a decent time watching it. So it was, I guess, I wouldn't say it was the best Raw 2013, but the Rose winning the tag team title was probably gonna be something special, a little thrill for the fans tonight. So, and thrill for myself personally. But I don't know. That's just my opinion. What do you guys think? Sorry, I can't hear you guys. It's like really, really low. I wouldn't say it was the best.
guys are going to talk about the main event, SmackDown, and all that good stuff. So we'll be right back.
Nobody can
think they did a bad move not separating them, especially they want to make WrestleMania 30 good. Maybe they are trying to move on more than that. Well, they wise that he essentially pulled a blue stock message following the same night. We do look at it today by watching him step out of the game and they see him out of the couple. When we come back, we're going to read more from the news and get more today's results. So, we'll have new people and new people to make it all as well. So, we'll be right back.
We walk alone in the unknown. We live to win another victory. We are the young, dying. No!
I miss the Nexus. I don't know why they should have stayed on and kept them going longer.
When we met them.
When the NXT debuted here
they
in Milwaukee.
Did. And we all hung out with the NXT a lot after the show.
This is very cool.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We had a good time.
And we have okay, the results from this past Wednesday's main event. 3MB defeated Tons of Fog in a 3-on-3 handicap match. Tamina Smith defeated Asana. Biggie Langston defeated Zack Ryder. So, surprisingly, they had a Divas match on the show. This was different than usual. Just some way different. And there was something else that I just saw that, probably gotta go back to it. Looking interesting about, I guess, why John Cena is back early. There we go. Okay, the main reason why John Cena is returning to WWE sooner than expected is because, once again, WWE overstated how long Cena will be out of action when he was originally examined by doctors. When Cena first evaluated following his injury, they found out part of the tricep test, so WWE knew all along he would not need to miss the original reportedly 4 to 6 months. And that time frame was likely announced to surprise fans when they then announced his early return. Let's see, as we reported earlier today, WWE doctors had given Cena a medical clearance to wrestle at Hell in a Cell, and at this point, his bout against Alberto Del Rio is scheduled to be a traditional singles match and not a Hell in a Cell bout. And that's the reason why WWE is trying to stack the deck for a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. It's reporting that WWE feels they may have alienated his pay-per-view audience with the last two pay-per-view non-finish. As Night of Champions ended with a decision being overturned 24 hours later, which enraged many fans, and of course, Battlegrounds, no contest made the event finish. Therefore, fans are likely to get a guaranteed title win in a Hell in a Cell match at the pay-per-view, and the returns of both John Cena and Shawn Michaels. So, we did talk about that last week, like the fans got outrageous on the ending of the last two pay-per-views, and like, was it? Some of them actually got their money back?
From what I heard, some people were that pissed off about it, but yeah.
That they just really got their money back. It just... Shoot, let me be the next person complaining and be like, man, I want my money back and get it back. That's something else. Would you ever do something like that?
Yep, done it before.
What about you?
I would, especially when... They had that power outage out there in the last pay-per-view.
Yeah, Battleground. Okay, I can understand they gave them their money back for that power outages and stuff like that, but...
And also having that match coming out undecided like that, twice in a row like that.
Well, it wasn't like undecided, like Night of Champions.
Yeah.
It was, they did have a winner.
Yeah.
But like you said, 24 hours later, the decision has been overturned and faking the title. And although it was a good thing, what happened at Battleground at the end, like Big Show just started knocking people out and ended up being a no contest. But I understand why they're trying to, you know, did what they did. I know they're trying to make the feud huge than what it is, but I'm thinking that Hell in a Cell would be it for this feud. That's what I'm hoping. Yeah, I think the feud just needs to end, and both guys just need to move on and just go from there. So, don't have the SmackDown results, but it's going to take me a bit to get that. Let's look at more news. CM Punk is going to appear on this Friday's SmackDown. So, they don't know what he's going to do or what's going to happen. But,
yeah,
he's going to make an appearance.
Yeah, rare, man,
Exactly. So, let's see. What else? Ooh. So, people that got the stocks of WWE, they're going to make the announcement of their third quarter financial results on October 31st. Why is it just like kind of odd that thing will announce it on Halloween? Because I think their second quarter was okay. I guess from probably what y'all seen this Saturday too, that I'm sorry. I guess as y'all. No. It was something that I read. But as y'all saw on SmackDown, that I don't know if Damian Sandow gonna be faced for one night only, or is it gonna be the full term? But if it's a full term, what do y'all think about it?
What, as being a face?
Yeah, full term as a face.
I don't know. I like him as a heel because I like the arrogance and, you know, that holier-than-thou attitude and everything.
Right.
But I do like to see him go up against some other people who are considered heels.
Right.
So I'm wondering if they could do his character as a pretty much like, you know how we were saying about the Wyatt family? They're not heels,
right.
They're not faces, they just are there. I'm wondering if they could do that with Damian Sandow.
What do you mean? That would be interesting to see what they're going to do. What do you think, Don?
Yes, he could be 4-3-30 somewhere, but I like him as a heel. Because he has a self-arrogance about him. He loves everyone else.
Well, what I thought was funny when we were watching Total Divas, he was the host of the wedding.
I will save money for our wedding just so that we can have him. I want him announcing us as husband. I step over to it. I'm sorry. Yes.
Like, what? Okay, on to this past Friday, SmackDown. You had the Intercontinental Championship match with R-Truth versus Kurt Axel, with Kurt Axel retaining. Los Matadors beat the Los Locos, which was, I guess, apparently in the match was Tyson Kidd and Ricardo Rodriguez, which they kind of hold their own. And it seems like Tyson Kidd's leg is getting better. So I guess the only time it will be is when Tyson Kidd will make a return. Who knows?
See, this is where things could actually get really, really interesting in doing mixed tag team matches.
Right.
Is that you've got Daniel Bryan and his bimbo. you've got Tyson Kidd and Natalya. You could actually, and I suppose if you think about it, you've got John Cena and Big Boo's more bimbo. You know what I mean? You've got a lot of couples who are there. So you could actually get some really good mixed tag teams out of it.
That was a good point. What if they end up creating a mixed tag team belt?
Oh, that would, we could get them then. There you go. Maybe they'll get a bigger audience.
Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute. You may exchange them.
There you go.
That would be something to do.
There you go.
Exchange wrestling belts. Really?
This would be funny.
Okay. Then in which case, no. We could do the exchange of rings, but remember they've got WWE rings.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Got to look into that. I think I know where to get them. But speaking of which, I might as well promote these guys too. So if you want a custom help bay, if you start an organization, ring rentals, or also if you want to buy some exclusive DVDs, and stuff like that, check highspots.com.
You can have any ring but the WWE ring. Okay.
What's wrong with... Rando, go lay down. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
This is something like 12-year-olds would do when they're...
No, No, 12-year-olds would use a ring pop.
No, see, no, because I have to say, I would love a ring pop as a wedding ring. I wouldn't care if you had a ring pop. No, WWE, fucking ring.
Oh, don't go away.
No, because...
No, see, that's the only thing I would want when it comes to that wedding. We would, yup. Just for the fun of it. We ain't got to keep it on or anything, but we do it just for fun.
I'm tired. I'm like half asleep here. I need another cup of tea and I'm trapped in the corner. It's all working against me. My brain doesn't work. Robert.
Why are you going to sleep? What?
Nothing. Talking about you, not to you.
What, you going to use baseball bats against me?
Maybe.
Well, that means I probably won't appear in the wedding and you're going to beat me up.
That's why I'll bury myself.
Speaking of bimbos, as you said, you have Natalia, JoJo, Eva Marie, and Caitlyn go against both the Bella twins and the Funkadactyls. But the Bella twins and the Funkadactyls win their match. Let's see, what else? Abel Del Rio versus Damian Sandow, the match actually happened. It was actually a good match, although Abel Del Rio won by submission. And I know some people was really complaining about this match. The primetime players in the Great Khali versus 3MB.
That was
they was like, no, because somebody had pulled up and said, why the primetime players, what did they do to deserve to be teaming up with the Great Khali?
Uh-huh.
That
was pretty uneven, man.
Yeah, pretty much uneven. But I don't see anything wrong with that. And it was some news you heard that continues to the Great Khali.
Oh. Rumor has it he might be retiring towards the end of the year, mainly because of issues with his legs and his health and everything. But he would actually be focusing on some movie roles, because apparently there have been a few movie roles that have been offered to him that he was unable to take because of his contract with WWE.
Yep. I agree with that. Also, if you guys end up interested in getting the Night of Champions pay-per-view on DVD, it will be released tomorrow. Go visit your Kmart, Walmart, Walgreens, or wherever they'll sell them at.
Target, Amazon, WWE.com.
Okay, the primetime players and Great Khali did win that match. Cody Rhodes versus... Cody Rhodes and Goldust versus the Wyatt family. And the Rhodes brothers gave the Wyatt family their first loss. So that's about 1, 2, 3. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. 6 matches. Oh, he shut his own door. All right, hold on. I'll get up. Okay, We'll be right back. We're just going to play something while we talk about Raw and what happened tonight and stuff like that. So we will be right back with that.
I'm Get to hear a song all the way through, and it's like, yes, that was actually good. One thing that WWE has done well, better done. So, anywho, it sounded like that was Bray Wyatt himself that was singing that.
I don't know, it doesn't say who it's by.
But it did sound like it was him.
Yes, it did.
But then again, who knows? So, let's get to the results of Monday Night Raw.
And you need to come over here and sit closer so people can hear you.
I know, I'm still writing.
Well, while we were waiting for that, we did actually, we're going to discuss a WWE movie that we watched last week.
Yes.
The Call.
Awesome movie.
It was actually really good. It was one of WWE's better movies. They are known for making either some really good movies or some really crap ones. And some actually very underrated ones. There's a lot of them that they do actually bring out that are really good that just aren't rated well, you know. I think part of that's WWE's fault for not getting their advertising strategies right.
Well, about you know, you get it.
She's a 911 call operator, and basically what happens is she receives a phone call and a girl's getting kidnapped in her bedroom. The girl's hiding. The kidnapper, however, gets her and she's killed. Halle Berry's character is the phone operator. She feels very guilty over what happened and doesn't necessarily retire from the job, but she goes behind the scenes in helping train the operators. Then one day they do actually receive a phone call from another girl who's kidnapped from a shopping mall. And the woman who's on the phone with her panics, is unable to handle it, and Halle Berry takes over. And basically that's the synopsis of it, and it just goes from there. It's, as we said, it is a really, really good movie. We did thoroughly enjoy, you know, what was going on and everything involved in it. And there was actually some pretty good acting as well.
Mm-hmm.
He did pretty good in it. I was actually quite impressed with him for a change.
Yeah, so was I.
far as they don't really have been using them, or is it going to go to the back?
Well, you know what happened with what's her face? Who he's married to? Remember she complained that his schedule was too much for the family and it interfered with her music career? Well, that's my point.
Mm-hmm. You knew what he was getting into before they were, you know, married or whatever.
Right.
She knew that. Well, just celebrity dumb dumb balls. They just don't think. That's mainly what it is.
You know, it's... The thing is, I don't know. I lost my train of thought completely.
You know you want to say something.
I can't remember what. That's the whole point.
You just know it's about her.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, I wonder what the percent of ratings of celebrities is breaking up with their other celebrities.
I know, my thing is that's what I was going to say. She knew what he wanted to do and what his career was about and everything. And she knew that they would have an extensive travel schedule. So mm-hmm. to then pull the diva mold, and to me that's what she done. Because as I told you, in my mind, a real woman supports her husband or her fiancé, boyfriend in his dreams. And... yes, she has her own career. So, you got your career because you won American Idol.
She didn't
win it. Well, she was on it.
She was on it.
But that's how she got her career.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew who she was before that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, don't act like you're some hotshot diva and everything. What, you get a Weight Watchers commercial? You've done a few movies. I had a Weight Watchers commercial. Whoopee fucking do.
I was gonna say, her album didn't even sell that good.
No. And on top of that, yeah, she got an Oscar. We'll give her credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
You know, good for her for that. But what's she now doing? She's living off of her Weight Watchers endorsements. In fact, since she's lost the weight, she's turned into a pretty ass little bitch. Who thinks that she's better than everybody else. And that's not me just saying it. That's what a lot of people who have dealt with her have said. She's turned into one of those women who thinks because she's lost all this weight, she's better than everybody else.
Yeah, we kind of hate those type of people.
Well, and the sad part of it is that, you know, she's another one who needs to remember where she came from. Yeah, it's sad what happened to some of her family members that were killed. You know, nobody deserves that. You know, but, you know, treating people like shit because you've got money and stuff, get the fuck out of here. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame that, you know, David was actually had a pretty good career ahead of him, and I hope that he does come back to it. But if that's the way that she's going to treat him for having that career, then, you know, shame on her. She deserves the fact that her music career is in the toilet, basically.
Right, exactly. I was just going to say also that he does have another job, which is being a lawyer.
Right, but his love was obviously wrestling and stuff, and
right.
He had a good chance of being good with it. I'm sorry, I just have very little respect for women who are like that.
Well, I agree. This is what you're saying. She knew what she was getting into.
Exactly.
You think she was one of those women that was like the men who do what she wants?
Yes.
Very sad. Well, okay, let's move along out here and we're going to get to our results of
know what? I'm just going to do it in the right quick, then.
Well, you're going to need to turn the sound down on the TV because it's come up really, really loud. There you go.
There we go. Okay. So the first time in a while, they had 5 matches. Thank God. Austin Aries defeated Jeff Hardy. Old Navy won by disqualification. Thanks to his new upcoming knockout, Nia DeTapa. She's a big girl. Brooke and Velvet Sky, the winner will join Gail Kim and Old Navy for the Divas title at, not Divas title, but knockout title at Bound Glory. Put this beat up out the sky. Megan the Mafia with Sting and Madness against Bang and Florence, Daniels, and Taz. Sting and Red Mafia won, and they still keep their job. And AJ Styles defeated Aces and Ace. And Bully Ray did, I guess, attack him and got his full little revenge. But, next week, we will talk about the results of Bound for Glory, and if we end up watching it, we'll just talk about how our feelings about it and what we think about it and stuff like that. So, moving on to Monday Night Raw, which the storyline I like with this, like Randy Orton and The Miz, although The Miz is like one of revenge on Randy Orton for what he did, and just keep on going on. But I think they need more of these feuds, like during like shows like Raw and SmackDown and stuff, just to keep it going. So, And the truth of the matter is, just for one, it looks like they use mostly SmackDown stars for Raw. So that's just kind of questionable. Like, this is my thing, but Randy Orton defeated The Miz. Fandango defeated Santino Marella. Most Matadors defeated Graham B. The Beat the Clock Talents, Ryback defeated R-Truth, which in the beginning it was just so funny. With R-Truth trying to waste time. He won in 5 minutes and 44 seconds. Tons of fun, lost to the Real Americans, and seemed like they really getting liked more and more. Tamina Snuka defeated Brie Bella. Got the Beat the Clock Challenge. I think we was just in 11 seconds to spare. CM Punk defeated Curtis Axel and made a match between him, Ryback, and Paul Heyman involved. It'll be in the Hell in a Cell handicap match. So maybe they'll probably add one more on the Hell in a Cell match. Who knows? Abreu Del Rio defeated Daniel Bryan by the countout. Because of Randy Orton was distracting with Randy Orton. In the main event, we do have new tag team champions that we Cody Rhodes and Goldust defeated Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 9 matches. So not bad on their hands. So we all did watch this Raw today. So what do y'all think about tonight's Raw?
The tag team title finally changed over. That was the best part of it. I get it.
So, from what it seems like, on Wednesday, our main event, Dolph Ziggler will go against, Dean Ambrose for the United States title. So, maybe that one will change too. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, time will tell. And what do you think about tonight's Raw?
I didn't see an awful lot of it. You know, I was in and out doing other things. But what I did see of it, one, I'm glad the Rolls actually got the belt. It's nice to actually see them as a tag team because we've seen them so many times in the past wrestling by themselves and everything that it was really good. Oh, excuse me. Good to see them, you know, as a tag team.
Right. I was also going to say, as Don
well, not you, but Clinton, who was online earlier, had mentioned, like, it's been a while since, like, titles had changed hands.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the tag titles. I think the last big title change happened on, I think it happened on Raw. In 2006, when Edge defeated Rob Van Dam and John Cena for the belt. Well, Rob Van Dam was only in. But I guess my opinion on Raw, it was one of their good ones. It wasn't their best, but it was a very good one.
Yeah, it was
very good. Car was decent from top to bottom, so I just thought it was. I know she's not going to be ranked on it for one
of
the fans.
Because I didn't see enough of it to be able to give it a rating.
Well, I mentioned the night from that, it has to be the main event. The second one would have to be to beat the Clock Challenge with Ryback and R-Truth.
I didn't see that match, but I saw the other half.
What was your match of the night?
It was the Danger Match. The tag team title.
And from what you saw,
I can't say because I didn't see enough of any of the matches to say.
Fair enough. So, wrestlers of the week, male and female. Don, you first.
Male will be CM Punk. Female would have to be. Brie Bella. I might get a disagreement on that one, but I think we'll be seeing all the female wrestler of the week would be Brie Bella.
Okay. Male and female wrestler of the week.
Female me for getting Robert up for school for an entire week. And male Robert for fighting back.
There you go.
Well, on the serious note.
You know, I'm always going to say Jeff Hardy for Male Wrestler of the Week.
Okay. He did have a match this past Thursday, so fair enough.
Female. Someone who is female. That's all I've got.
So you might have said to me it's not wrong.
No.
She did be the rebellion.
But she's female.
Although he lost, it had to be R-Truth for what he did earlier tonight on Raw.
That
was so funny. So. Yeah, he has to be my wrestler of the week. Female. This is going to be a big surprise, so I have to say nobody.
That was my point. There's just like...
Well, because of course they had that A-Divas tag match on SmackDown. Of course, they had that Divas match on Main Event and one tonight. It was just... I guess this week only, it just didn't stick out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the match that happened for the No More Contenders for TNA, Knockout title. It just didn't stick out for me, so yeah, it has to be none of the above.
Yep.
So, like I said, next week we're gonna debut the song that she chose that she wants me to mix. Any of y'all got any song for me miss like wrestling wise? Hit me up on Facebook. I'll see what I can do. I want to thank DJ Arthur Smith for teaching me all that I know. Hey, I have to thank him.
I miss him. He needs to be around more.
Yeah, probably mix him and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow we will do BGU. It probably will be in the morning, so I would say probably 11 in the morning. Probably just going to be a half-hour episode. Of that one, since we didn't get the chance to do it yesterday, it was all on me. It was nobody's fault. It was mine.
We know.
Of course you do.
Actually, Wednesday's Hazel runs her mouth, because actually tomorrow is the 1 year anniversary of Maddie's memory, and also tomorrow is the International Wave of Light, which basically means for everybody who's lost a child or lost somebody they care about, you light a candle at 7 p.m. your time. It doesn't matter what time frame you are in the world. At 7 p.m. your time is to light a candle, because they're trying to do a 24-hour wave of light, which they do every year. So on Wednesday on my show, we are going to be reading out letters called Letters from Heaven. What?
Do you want to switch?
No.
You can do it tomorrow.
No.
Okay.
We're going to be reading out letters from heaven, so that we can say a few words to, you know, family, loved ones, and our children who have gone too soon.
Exactly. And as you heard from Chris, he was on there earlier. Check out the show that he's doing, the Smart List. That would be at 9 o'clock Central Time. Funny show, y'all. Really got to listen to it.
Oh, yeah. He's basically the male version of my show. Uncensored, blunt, to the point.
Tony was the real show.
Oh, yeah. Tony's just insane.
This is mainly he'll read us the thing that smarts will say about wrestling.
He's basically, yeah, I was going to say, when it comes to it, he's like me in the sense that he doesn't care what people think and will say what's on his mind. But his is like the wrestling version of it.
Mm-hmm.
The re-up, which is our Friday one done by Tony at 9 a.m. Oh, God. He actually does do everything else and talks about everything else. In fact, our chat that we had last week on Facebook Gangsters was awesome.
Wait, what was that?
Facebook Gangsters.
Oh, I thought that was funny.
But anyway, we're going to play us out for tonight with a song. We're finishing it up now because it's nearly midnight. And
well, we were just talking about we were just going to do it for 90 minutes.
Right.
If it would win longer, then so be it. But it is close to the 90 minutes mark. And don't forget, check out Saturdays at 2 p.m. We've got the MMA show with Roosevelt. And of course, Sunday, HQ.
Monday, WFSO. Tuesdays, whatever we like to put on. Wednesdays, Hazel runs her mouth. Thursdays, the Smart Slip. And Friday, the re-up show.
As I was going to say, next Tuesday, along with DJ Arthur Smith, he's going to help me play or mix up some, let's see, some dance club songs that maybe everybody can enjoy. So, watch out for that next Tuesday. And, what is coming up?
I think that is it.
Yes, that is pretty much it. So, look for WFSO on Facebook. Look
YouTube.
Our videos on YouTube.
MySpace.
And also, I got to plug in my show, the Archer Jones Show, will happen Sundays at 11 a.m., the week before the football game starts, starting November 10th. It won't be on this radio network, but maybe one day it will. But it will be on Tone Deaf Radio. So blogtalkradio.com/ToneDeafRadio.
Trader.
I'll get
well, your other show that you used to do.
What's that?
What about your other show you used to do?
Oh, the Ask AJ show. I'm gonna cork it with that. Because I think I'm going to do that, plus, like, just interview with people in their business, and it's going to have something to do with wrestling, just everything that I just want to talk about. And I know I'm boring her, so I'm just going to end it right now.
You're not boring me, I'm just tired, I want to go sleep.
Okay.
And you take forever to end the show.
I actually have to clap for that, because
I'm right.
I guess I have to keep it going.
Well, it's nearly midnight, so let's play a song and end out the show.
All right. Good night, everybody, and tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Everybody get up.